Have the why bother? Attitude? A big C symptom. I overslept this morning. Whenever you oversleep, or allow comfort to set in, something sinister happens in the invisible. Your brain takes your behavior as an instruction that you want to practice for death. You could call it hibernation, but it is only hibernation if that is what you meant to do. Otherwise, it is the state where there is no future. The first signs are hopelessness. There is no hope. There is no future. Just blah. What you may hear the voice say, why bother? Why bother to drink water? Why bother to do what you are supposed to do? Hell, I don't care. Why bother? And it is downhill from there. It is a lot like a driveway on my street in the winter. It snows. No big deal. You could shovel, but your car can get out, so why bother? At night the snow plow comes and pushes all the snow from the street to create a ridge in front of the driveway. And that snow is packed and it would take hours to break it up and shovel it away. But no problem, you'll do it tomorrow, today you don't have to go anywhere. But more snow comes. And more snow plow. But now you are really locked in. And this is how it is for many of my students. They live by it is not worth it is too much, why bother? I slept in just this once, and it is already there. Why bother trying to teach people who don't want to learn? Who don't want a better life? If you knew what is in the invisible, then you could counter it, like I can. Knew, I said. But to know, you need to get deep, and you need to get complete and thorough, but no one has time for that. The dynamic in the invisible is simple, formulaic, and sinister. It has many words, and unless you know them intimately, you'll miss it. And you go into despair, or into depression, or into anger, or into blaming, or into quitting. All because you believe the voice that says, it is not your fault. It is. Always. And if you spent time to familiarize yourself with the dynamic, you would get out of it in a jiffy. But thus far you don't. The invisible dynamic I am talking about is called the racket. 70% of what can make you miserable can be warded off just by knowing, intimately, unconscious competence level, this invisible dynamic. Not like have some idea about it. No, that will not help anyone. Or not be able to repeat the information. That will not help you. No. Knowing it intimately. Instinctively. Like you know not to start peeing in the door of the bathroom, but get to the toilet first. I am still angry. And because you think you know, because you have heard me talk about it. And because you think you know because I have 90 articles where I talk about the racket. You think that you now know something. And you are miserable. Your own ugly way. All happy people are alike, all unhappy people are unhappy in their own way. Because you don't believe me. You think I just want to sell you something. Or you think it is my good idea. Or you think like Adriana and Bonnie that you should only do anything if it is your idea. How is it working? I swore a few months ago that I wouldn't lead another workshop. But I need to break that word. Because without learning the racket I cannot promise anything to you. And without you practicing recognizing the racket first and then beating it at its own game second, you'll be a miserable wretch, and stupid at that. I intend to teach you to the level where you can start teaching it yourself. The problem is recognizing the racket. One of the visible parts of the racket is a complaint. A recurring complaint, or at least frequent. Humans complain in many different ways. One way to recognize a complaint is that it has a should or a shouldn't underneath it. Every should and every shouldn't we discover in the reality challenge is underneath a complaint. Meaning, it is a racket. Killing the should or the shouldn't is not your answer. You need to kill the racket. But to my dismay, you have no idea how the racket is. You never spent more time with it than a few minutes, and then, like with everything, you are done. And to no one's surprise, your life sucks. If you are drinking your water and your cell hydration doesn't stay high, you probably have some nasty tumors growing in you. Your health measurements have told you already, but you know everything, and you know everything better, so you won't ask me what to do. Because you know. Yeah, your life sucks. Anyway, if you think that after hearing all this, you may want to learn to recognize and deal with the racket, you can come to the workshop on Tuesday at 2 EST. If you can't afford $19, then email me and offer some services that you can do for me. I am willing to barter. Oh, one more thing. I have videos, articles on the racket. If you think now you know all you need to know, then you are a millennial at heart. People can't find the light switches easily after moving for about 3 weeks. The same is true for most everything. You need to do it many times before it becomes automatic. Understanding is the booby prize. worthless. And as an honorary millennial, you think you know.